Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
Through the land, we educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to our listeners in Korea, Philippines, Sweden, United Kingdom, and many, many other places. You're listening to Mindful Monday and Waking Up with Linda McShann. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that will help you reach your goals in education, workshops, training, but we focus on our young adults over here. This evening, our topic is Stay Prepared. Tiffany with an I, hopefully, will be able to join us. She's chairing a few meetings. Hopefully, she can sneak away and come and give us some of those good pointers out there. But before we get going, you know, whether we regard difficulties in life as misfortunes or whether we view them as good fortune depends entirely on how much we have forged our inner determination. It all depends on our attitude and inner state of life. With a dauntless spirit, we can lead a cheerful and thoroughly enjoyable life. We can develop a self of such fortitude that we can look forward to life's trials and tribulations with a sense of profound elation and joy and say, come on, obstacles, I've been expecting you. This is the chance that I've been waiting for. That's how we move out here. And, you know, I'd like to say it's always important. We must always appreciate and thank those who care about us. And I'd like to say thanks again to all my birthday wishes, love, and gifts. Oh, yeah, I'm celebrating my birthday. As a matter of fact, I'm going to celebrate it all through the month of August. That's the way we Leos do it out here. But in order to do that, you know, we really have to keep ourselves healthy. I had a nice, beautiful dinner. I was eating a little bit differently because I'm going through a detoxification program here, and it is sick, sick, sick. And I'd like to say we must, we can, and we will defeat whatever is out here that's going on wrong with our bodies as long as we keep our mindset on being as healthy as we possibly can. And speaking of that, you diabetics out there, you have to listen to Dr. Glenda Davis. It is the Healthy Happy Team, and it's Defeat Diabetes. Whenever you see that posting, you jump on it for her masterclass and you register. You want to get healed, and you will also be educated. Diabetes is curable, but they just manage it, okay? Listen to Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes, and you'll see something different. You'll be in for a rude, rude awakening, and you'll be concentrating on your health, your life, to continue to live and teach others how to do the same thing. So we want you to heal and educate yourself. Listen to Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes. And we had our health and our care and everything else out there that we need to do. In order to do that, we have to stay prepared. We had an awesome weekend, didn't we? Yeah, we had a hurricane that was coming through. Who was that? Hillary coming through here. We haven't had a hurricane in over 30 years in Southern California. And then an earthquake. Push the button out there. You know, as Californians, we always are prepared, or we should be prepared for earthquakes out there. But we want you to stay prepared. We're going to play something for you here because, you know, if you're running around crazy, frightened to death, not knowing what's going on, you're going to forget something. You're going to forget. So our topic this evening is short and sweet. It's going to be stay prepared. I'm going to play this for you because this is the mindset and this is the way you have to be in order to get anything done. And we'll talk about our preparation for these disasters that come through. Welcome in.
You
That's right. We must be fearless. You know, a sword is useless in the hands of a coward. And that goes across the board. That's from my mentor, Dr. Zachary Cater, who gives us that roadmap to live as true humanitarians, and teach others how to do the same thing. Now, I'm going to give you some information here. Most of us, you know, we're Southern California. We always be prepared, but I'm saying stay prepared. You know, I don't know how many of you keep a bag by your door that's already ready to roll. That bag has everything you need in it. Yeah, change of clothes, some boots, not no tennis shoes, just in case. We're talking about earthquake and water here, but I say ankle boots out there because, you know, if you're moving through that water in those knee-high boots, you might weight yourself down. And if you're single, you can pack a little bit differently, but if you have loved ones and the babies, that means you really have to double duty up in there. So that's the first thing. That bag should be by that door to grab. A bag should be outside on the property just in case you can't get back inside to that door. And if you're traveling, you should have a bag in the trunk of your car. The necessary things that you have to use. People with medical conditions, asthma, whatever, your allergies, diabetes, anything. Get you a medical bracelet. You should be wearing it every day anyway if you have a condition. Because if you have allergies, if you're allergic to penicillin, the first thing they give you is penicillin in the hospital, and that will take you out. So make sure that you make that part of your jewelry out there. I was in child care, and I had three bags everywhere. And in that bag, I had some stuff that persons would ask me, why do you have that bag in there? Because I'm responsible for these young adults, and if something happens to one of them, I just cannot leave them laying out. I have to bag them up. These things that we should make a list and a checklist, and even with your own family, if you have young ones there, God forbid, nothing happens, but you want to be ready for that. And always have a meeting space for the family. You know, in a disaster, earthquake, have a spot or a main number or a command center that everybody can dial into that one number. It's nothing like calling all around the world trying to find out where everybody is, and suppose you don't have any juice from the cell towers. Another thing, a radio that's battery operated and that can also charge your phone. Hopefully you can find one that's waterproof. I look for waterproof things out here because you never know what we're going to get into. And go to the surplus store. And get you some military rationings. Okay, there's water that's flat in the pack. Your water you take on your body because and everybody's crazy out there. You don't want to be packing a bottle of water on your back and have somebody take your water. But if you're wearing it on you, they don't know what you have up under that T-shirt, okay? That's a good thing to do. And there's a miner's flashlight. My family used to laugh at me. I got that miner's flashlight so I could strap on my forehead because you need that light. I cannot hold the light, pull the thing, and try to get out of where I need to get out of. I need my hands free. So pick up one of those. They're very, very handy. Keep the batteries out of your stuff. Pack them in the side in plastic bags so that they are not wearing out on you. And the suggestion is, get you a waterproof backpack, waterproof. You can put your papers that you dropped in Ziploc bags and all of your important information in that backpack and have it over your shoulders. You know, it's nothing like trying to get out the way, save your life, and save everybody else's life, too. You know, this weekend was a bit difficult for some. Okay, because it was a shocker. We haven't had a hurricane here in over 30-some years. I'm from Texas. I grew up in them. I know what time it is, okay? But I just wanted to bring this to you today, short and sweet, just as a reminder. You don't want to wait until things happen before you get it together. And that creates the fear. That creates the panic. That creates a lot of things out there. And the most important thing is to have that family command center, okay? And I'm going to tell you, these earthquakes and these hurricanes out here. You know, Mother Nature is talking. She's talking. You know, we must focus on kindness and love, not evilness and meanness. You know, the sign of the times should be speaking with you to let you know something. I'm not going to quote anything, whatever your prayers are, whatever your faith is, if it's writing in the sand, if it's reading the Bible, if it's chanting, whatever it is, deepen your faith and pay attention and be there for one another. You know, we must always, again, as I said, appreciate and be grateful for those persons who show care and love for us. It's very, very, very important. So I'm waiting to see if Miss Tiffany with an I is going to join us. If she's not able to come in, she can't get away. That's okay. We'll be back on Find It Out Friday. But I'll take you out with some music. But I want to tell you, stay mindful in your health. Without your health, you cannot gain wealth. And if you have wealth, you're going to lose it all paying for your health. And for your diabetics out there, Dr. Glenda Davis with Defeat Diabetes. It is a happy, healthy team. .com on Gmail. Get in touch with them. But for you Facebook listeners and viewers, when you see that posting, take our time and register. You can, you will, and you must defeat diabetes. And it is curable, regardless of what they're telling you out there. So on that note, I'm just going to say, we're going to play you some music, tell you to have a mindful Monday. Stay mindful, stay woke, stay safe, stay kind, and more so, stay prepared. You don't know what's coming around the corner, and you want to be prepared for it. And be fearless when you do what you do. And this is what I feel about you out there. We love you. It's Mindful Monday.
You give me the one should ever rise. to me.
Right, people make the world go around, and that's what we have to do for each other out here. We're going to close it out. This is Mindful Monday. I want you to keep everything in mind, but the most important thing that we want you to do on this Mindful Monday is to stay woke, stay safe, stay kind, and stay prepared. We love you. We'll be back tomorrow, till it Tuesday. We'll come back in on Thursday, and we'll let you know what's happening on Find It Out Friday. We love you. Stay safe out there. Stay safe.
You're a fool if you think you have that.
Yeah.